Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, women absolutely hate splitting the dinner bill 50-50, but they love splitting the divorce bill 50-50 instead. You'd think that if they were marrying you, they would be fine going halfsies at dinner because they might see it as an investment in the future. But they don't want to pay today, and they want to get more than their fair share of cash and prizes later. AI artificial wombs and sex bots will fix all of this. I don't even feel bad for men getting married anymore. You're an idiot if you ask her to marry you. Up next, German propaganda back in the 1930s said that Paris would become the most multicultural city with blacks dominating the place in 100 years. And the propaganda peeps from Mr. Mustache were right for the most part. What they got wrong is that the black people in their propaganda wouldn't actually dress in a classy way. Instead, Paris is quickly turning into Haiti 2.0. Unfortunately, the Germans didn't realize that Germany would also look like Paris. Number 3, here's Cam before and after losing a literal ton of weight. Now she looks sort of like Jessica Alba, but she's strategically hiding the parts of her body where the scars are, because she had to get a bunch of flabby skin folds cut off of her. But why get that fat in the first place? People don't seem to have any more willpower to resist temptation. If she was married when she was fat, how many of you would actually wager that she's with a better guy now? Moving on, a woman said that at a singles event, one of her friends told a guy she still wanted kids at the age of 38. He asked her, "Do you realize that your eggs have expired?" That's technically true, but most of us have consumed things that are past the expiry date at our own peril. Just like women trying to have kids in their late 30s, early 40s, or risking a Downy baby. And no, I'm not talking about the fabric softener. I'm talking about a kid that's soft in the head. It doesn't matter though, because soon we'll be cloned and the Japanese just created the artificial womb. Number 5, remember guys, the women would rather get together with a hot criminal than be with an average man. Although the guy on the bottom left looks average to me. In fact, he looks like the Deep from The Boys. Actually, it is Chase Crawford, and he was busted for being 420 friendly back in 2010. Also, hear me out. Let me play matchmaker with all these teachers that touch their students. These two groups would go together perfectly. Up next, besides eventually having cloning, we can now use two biological male mice to make one baby. Straight men are gonna start having kids together, and it's over for women. Besides, with that fully functional artificial womb in Japan now, the uterus and ovaries are about to lose all their value. So I guess the leftists were right after all. Then men can make babies. But something tells me that this isn't exactly what they wanted or had in mind. But you just know that scientists will drag their feet on these innovations as long as possible. Number 7, women say that they are against domestic violence. But according to researchers at Google, corn is more popular with women that features violence against women than men. Many women don't actually seem to care if men are violent so long as they're good looking. Women get off on this, it seems. Women also lead the way in domestic abuse cases too. The most common female fantasy is being dominated. The most common male fantasy is a threesome. Moving on, Elon Musk is proposing the America Party and figures that he would only need to win 2 to 3 Senate seats in 8 to 10 House districts to have a major influence over Congress. That would probably give him more power than the president to sway governments. But that's a bad idea, because America doesn't need a third party. Look how well things went for Canada with 5 or 6 different parties. It's going to cause more problems than it fixes. Number 9, Dave says that the existence of a space race between billionaires is a clear sign there's people out there that aren't being taxed enough. But why? So we can stay on this rock forever being attacked by envious Marxists. All this cries out to me is, I can't afford to send things to space, so I'm jealous, and I want their wealth taken away. Maybe the communists are pissed off because the capitalists are trying to leave the Earth so they can no longer be taxed at all. Besides, the governments that are taxing them are incredibly inefficient with the money. Up next, Angela says that she's 43 with baby fever, and this will be her last 4th of July for her with no children. Do you believe her? With crazy eyes like those, she might just trap some man with a baby, using her haunted house of a womb. But I say $50 that she'll adopt an ethnic kid and change her gender to they-them. Then again, her words are desperate, but the wall and the empty egg carton cannot be avoided. Number 11, Francesca says, "Grape me daddy." Why are women like this? Hebristophiliacs, I mean. It's almost like they want to be conquered by and submit to the strongest and most courageous man. If you want to boost your attractiveness to women and you're already somewhat decent looking, then tell them that you've been to prison, or lie that you went and watched them get wet. If you want them to dry out like the desert, then just tell them that you're part of the manosphere. That makes men the least attractive to women. Moving on, Charlize Theron has turned herself into target practice at this point for men in their 20s. She says she was recently smashed by a 26-year-old guy and it was amazing. It's like she discovered America or something, discovering that she's a cougar. As if being pumped and dumped by a 20-something-year-old guy is an accomplishment. Even ugly women can do that on Tinder. The 26-year-old probably thought that she was just mid. Number 13, a woman asks God to send her a man who understands her needs and makes her feel special. He did, but she kept telling him on that guy that she only likes him as a friend. I think maybe God is playing a practical joke on women, giving them extremely high expectations for men, and then limiting the number of attractive men, and then watching them pull at each other's hair and destroy each other's reputations to try and get the top dudes. Women are the ones that compete for men, and most of them lose. Up next, Vegeta got the first McDonald's franchise in Japan back in 1971. And his marketing strategy was to say that the reason Japanese people have yellow skin is because they eat nothing but fish and rice. And if they would just eat McDonald's hamburgers and potatoes for 1,000 years, their skin will become white and their hair blonde. I think he forgot to mention that their eyes would turn blue too. He was right though, they did get taller. They're still waiting on everything else though. Breast sizes have also increased since McDonald's opened up in Japan. Number 15, some moron says that here are the most genocidal empires in history. But where are the Soviets and Chinese empires in this? Not to mention Islam. Tell me you're a hijab-licking communist without actually telling me. Then again, listing the communist countries would probably be considered anti-Semitic. Also, listing Muslim countries would be considered Islamophobic. The person posting this probably wants to try real communism too. Moving on, behold enrichment. It's a summer from hell in Germany as there have been 74 pool attacks of Syrian men arrested for groping kids. These are the same Syrians that want sympathy from Israel flattening the Gaza Strip. This is a great way to get people on your side, guys. It's all making sense now. Both the left and the Muslims can't keep their hands off kids. So that's probably why they make such great allies. It's not a pool sex assault epidemic. It's a mass immigration epidemic causing this. Number 17, meanwhile in the UK, kids are ditching classic biscuits and dunking samosas in tea instead. Oh really? Where are those kids from? Also, are those halal samosas? They better be or Allah will be angry. The headline might as well be millennials are ditching James and John as names for their sons, and calling them Mohammed instead. If you thought that British cuisine was bad, then you ain't seen nothing yet. But at least this tastes better. Up next, should most Western countries ban these? No, because most of the women that wear them in the West are fat and no one wants to see that. Not to mention most of them are also unattractive. In Canada, the government always seems to use the photo on the far left to promote mass immigration. I wonder why they didn't use the photo on the far right. Maybe because it would piss off feminists, but they don't care because a covered-up woman is in competition for the chance. Number 19, was the term Sith a derogatory slur used by the Jedi? I guess the woke left is trying to deconstruct many people's heroes of the Jedi. But it looks like it's too late for that because Rian Johnson has already beat them to the punch. Maybe if Palpatine's dad had just hugged them, none of the ugliness would have happened. I always secretly knew that Star Wars was racist after all when Ben was going around calling the Tusken Raiders sand people. They're an oppressed minority after all. Moving on, meet Jana Hawking. She has foolproof tricks to hook a rich guy every time. She's the equivalent of a pickup coach for women. Men use pickup coaches to have sex and casual flings with women primarily. Women use gold-digging matchmakers like this to secure commitment and wealth for themselves. But I wouldn't believe a word this woman is saying because she's still single, has VD, no kids, no eggs, and is postmenopausal. Number 21, speaking of people that would grape kids in a pool, doesn't this look like one of them? And he's even saying that Gaza is his home. I'd like to see how much airtime he would get if he was sent home to Gaza. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off the roof we go. Maybe someone should revoke his citizenship and deport him immediately. After all, why is he in America if his home is really in Gaza? Also, what the hell is he wearing? That's beyond cringe. Up next, this guy divorced his wife of 10 years after seeing a video of her jumping on stage and kissing a singer during a live concert. My ex used to be obsessed with George Michael, so at least I always knew there would be no hanky-panky. As for this guy, any man with any decency and self-respect would do the same. If she met this rock star in private, you know she'd be doing more than just hugging and kissing him. On the lips. He would end up wearing her lipstick down there. Number 23 now, they're calling for a man ban to axe male childcare workers. That these particular male childcare workers belong to a demographic with higher rates of child sexual abuse and STD rates, perhaps. If yes, then I support this ban. If not, then they shouldn't just fire them because they're men. But with the amount of kids out there that are being raped in high school these days, maybe they should ban the female teachers until we figure things out. Moving on, even with all the groping of kids at German pools, a public outdoor pool in Germany put up a poster warning darker-skinned males with prosthetic legs that white women with red hair are out there groping them too. Also, the woman who made this looks exactly the way you expect her to. Maybe she's speaking from her own experience or something. Maybe she has an amputee fetish and wants to be conquered by an Afghani immigrant or something. I also wonder what she has against redheads. Number 25 and the last one, beware the transmaxing pipeline. Some guys out there get hooked on the attention that feminizing themselves gives them, that they eventually turn into trans traps. Finster comes to mind. The theory is that it happens because of a lack of male attention in a guy's life. Although in Finster's case, his dad was in his life. So maybe it's the chemicals they're putting in the water turning the frogs and the fifth graders gay. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.